Daniel McStay was absolutely outstanding on car lookout. Not only did he do a lot of defensive acts, intercept marks, he had 22 disposals, he went at 100% by foot. Have a look at the intercepting there. Just absolutely outstanding.
Well, Dan McStay probably thought it couldn't have got much better after that. Magnificent come from behind. Unbelievable rally against Essendon yesterday here at the Docklands. But then a couple of hours after the final siren, Dal and Mike, he gets the Golden Fist nomination, in fact, the award for the week, just to take what was a great day to an almost an unprecedented day for Dan McStay.
You were very impressed with Dal finding him, weren't you, and how well he played?
I was not shocked. It was rapt that Dal give him a good lick because he's a great young defender, and you can see why Brisbane have tried really hard to sign him up, because Andrews, McStay, you got Beams in the middle, you got Hipwood, and Shacky, when he comes good, what a great goal to goal on for the next 12 years.
Hasn't it changed in a hurry for them? They've been quite competitive, but it's changed in a hurry.
Daniel McStay from the Brisbane Lions, after one of the most remarkable performances of the year, has been good enough to join us on the show. Good morning to you, Dan.
Thanks
for joining us. It sounds like we've got a little bit of a choppy line there. Hopefully, if you can just turn around and face the other way, sometimes for some stupid reason, that seems to work. I'm not quite sure. Mate, you've had a chance to think about it, dust to settle on what happened here yesterday. How did you do it?
I guess we did that last quarter. We spoke to Bakes and he basically just said, play the role.
Dan, we're gonna give you another call because we're hearing half of every word that you're saying, mate, and we want to hear what you've got to say because it was a remarkable performance. So don't go anywhere. Hang your phone up and we'll get Leedsy to punch through another call for you.
And the youngsters too, Dal, while we're waiting to get Daniel back, withered in second game.
Fantastic performance.
The draft last year, we know what McCluggage is going to give. Berry was a good player as well, and Witherden playing his second game. So
well, you would have thought Witherden gets the rising star.
No doubt.
This week.
Oh, he has to. He's had 29.
After McCluggage last week, he's had 29 in his second game.
And no Beams. Beams is a star.
And Darcy Gardner does his elbow, dislocates his elbow in the first couple of minutes of the game.
I was surprised Essendon didn't go at Zorko. It just says that Essendon may have just thought they were just going to win the game.
I think we've got Daniel McStay back. Give us another go, mate. How did you actually get over the line in that game?
Yeah, look, I think it was just about us believing in our game plan, and we just kind of said if everyone plays our role and play each moment as it comes, and there's no reason why we can't get over the line. So it ended up turning out that way, and we're lucky enough to get the 4 points in the end.
Dan, Nick Dal Santo here. Congratulations, pretty much for the 3 votes last night, according to Spud, with the Golden Fist. But what was the key message from Fags at three-quarter time? Because it was a bit of a slow game. The Bombers were up by early in that last 27 points. What was the turnaround, in your opinion?
I guess he just said for the blokes in the middle just to win that contested ball. Obviously, Essendon really like to link up their uncontested marks and want to play through the middle, so we were just trying to nullify that as much as we could, and then on the back of that, we were trying to move the ball the way we wanted to and vary it up and get it inside 50 to our keys. And luckily, Hippie was on the weekend, and Roe Buick chimed in for a couple late in the game as well, which is great to get that comeback. So,
Daniel, I know it's impossible, but how would you like the task of standing Eric Hipwood?
I do it most weeks at training. He's a wiry type. He's very hard to play on because you think he's, once you've beaten him in the air, that it's all over, but he's just as good on the ground. So he's super exciting and he's super quick. So it's great to not have to play on him.
No, Dan, you did a great job on Hooker, who is a very good player for Essendon. But you seem to have a great connection already with your fullback there in Andrews. So, Harris Andrews. So, it's great to see and great for the Bulldog supporters to know they've got two good young key defenders.
The Lions, by the way.
Lions,
sorry. Sorry about that.
As a backline group, we've just started to play a bit of footy together. I mean, the side hasn't really changed too much in terms of the backline, so... Yeah, I think we're all trying to learn each other's games, learn how we want to play with each other and what our strengths and weaknesses are. And yeah, obviously having Harris down back with me is a great asset. He's such a good intercept mark and he's such a good leader for such a young guy. So it's really good to play alongside him and the likes of Darcy Gar. And Sam Mays is probably having his best season to date. So yeah, it's really good down there.
And Chrissy Fagan, the coach of the Lions, he was very excited after the game. Tell us a little bit about Fage, because 5 years ago, people saying, oh, you know, if you're over 50, you know, you can't coach, you're too old for the game. What's he brought to the table other than just tactics and stoppages? What else has he brought to the club?
He's been massive. I think the biggest thing for Fage is he's like a coach, he's like a teacher, and not so much a coach. So he's really passionate about each individual and wanting to make sure that each one isn't developing in the right way and really cares about them. So it's been great for me. We'll have constant conversations about where he sees me playing in the future, where he sees my development to continue to improve. And I guess I didn't realise how big of an influence that one guy can make, but yeah, he's been massive for the club. So it's been really good.
I want to ask you about Dane Zorko's week. He got tagged last week, had 5 possessions in the first half, none in the second half, but then got sent to Zach Merritt yesterday and did a fantastic job. Arguably best on ground, Zorko. Merritt, one of the lowest possessions I reckon he's had in the last 18-odd months. What was his week like?
Look, nothing really changed for Zorks. He just wanted to really bounce back. Spoke to him earlier in the week, and we still said that his effort and that was there in the GWS game. He did a lot of 2-to-1s where trying to break tags and help other guys out last weekend. So his game last week was pretty selfless, and although he wasn't getting the possessions himself, he was helping other guys in their role. So, and then this week, I think he just went back to what he's been doing all year, which is just winning the footy at the stoppages and getting forward and kicking goals. So, he's one of the greatest players I've played with. So, yeah, there was no doubt that he was going to bounce back after last week.
Just last one before I let you go. Rhys Matheson, we love watching him go about his business. I don't know how many head highs he drew for himself yesterday, Dan, but do you guys, you know, in your post-game, do you have a bit of a laugh with the old beast mode about his capacity to get those head high free kicks?
Rhys Matheson, he's one rare unit. He's he's one of the great guys. He's one of the most loved guys at the club. And yeah, I guess we just love playing with him because he's never afraid to go in and get that ball. And yeah, he loves just putting that arm up or whatever he does, however he gets them. But yeah, we always do have a laugh about him. He's a great fella.
Mate, looking forward to Saturday night. You get a chance with, your confidence up and feeling good about yourselves against Geelong at your home ground at the Gabba. It's going to be a really interesting game to watch. Thanks for joining us and congratulations on the win, mate. That was outstanding stuff.
No worries. Thanks for having me.